I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. President Obama holds a national discussion this afternoon to sell you on a health care makeover. He is heading out to Virginia for a town hall meeting, and he will take your questions via Facebook and Twitter. Americans overwhelmingly want health care reform, but just a small majority support the president's plan. At least that's the finding of the latest CNN Opinion Research Corporation poll. 95% of those polled favor either a great deal of reform or just some reform. 51% said they are behind the president's plan, and 45% oppose it. New developments in the Michael Jackson investigation. Lawyers for the superstar could file his will in a California court today. There is a flurry of activity at Jackson's Neverland Ranch for an expected public viewing of his body on Friday. A law enforcement official tells CNN that it is planned for Friday. A 30-car motorcade expected to carry Jackson to the ranch tomorrow, and his family will hold a private ceremony Sunday. It's been 8 months since the November election, and now comedian-turned-politician Al Franken gets to finally hold a victory rally today. We now know that he will be Minnesota's new senator. Yesterday, the state's highest court settled the last of the legal disputes, and incumbent Norm Coleman conceded. Franken's expected to be sworn in next week, and that will give Democrats a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate. Might want to take a second look now at those hamburgers you're supposed to be grilling this weekend, because Kroger recalled some of its ground beef because of possible E. coli contamination. It was sold under its grocery store brand name. The beef came from the Colorado company that expanded its recall this week. Just like it does every time this year, the government is warning you about the dangers of fireworks. The good news, fireworks-related injuries and deaths were actually down last year. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says its number one warning, though, is that children should never play with any type of firework. Those are the headlines for you. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.